Introducing the Two-Way V4, where groundbreaking fuel cell technology meets fresh foam cushioning for the ultimate performance. With fuel cell, each step feels explosive, delivering unparalleled energy return. Paired with fresh foam, experience maximum comfort throughout the game. Its lightweight textile upper offers support and breathability without sacrificing agility. Whether you're hitting the clutch shot or locking down the opposition, the Two-Way V4 gives you the tools to play at a high level. Learn more and purchase the Two-Way for yourself at NewBalance.com.
How you guys doing?
Hey, good, how you?
Good, good. Late night, kids are in bed. Okay, ask why. My wife's like, the 8 o'clock game, I can't, you know, the kids, they got school tomorrow. I'm like, come on, all right, I got it. Well, I don't think that's the way it started in the season. I feel like we weren't great at home and we were great on the road. And, you know, it's just comfort. These guys our fans have been spectacular. And our defense at home has been at a high, high level. And you can feel it. You can see it. And they were there for us tonight again.
And it was the second game in like three outings when like it was just a complete game. I want to say the second game in three outings that you led from start to finish. What does that say about where the team is at right now?
They're growing. We're getting better. You know, tonight with Dejan not playing, other guys stepped up and played a huge role. I thought PJ was great. I think Cole was great. Riley Soren came in and gave us really good minutes. And when you lose a guy like a Dejan's caliber for a game, you know, how are these guys going to respond? That's right. I was really, really proud of them. They shared it. We played good, solid defense. We finally, five threes or less, finally. So that was a good feeling. And, you know, they're showing a lot of growth.
You mentioned PJ. What did you see from him in his first third?
You know what? I think the biggest difference, he was probably playing between 18 and 22 minutes a game. What did he play tonight?
31.
And, you know, it's just a difference, you know, being a starter and going out there and playing. You know, I thought for the most part, if he played 31 minutes, he played 25 minutes of great defense. And there's some lapses that he gets when he gets a little fatigued. But when he is on, he is hard to score on or around. And, we're just really proud of him. And then he made open shots. I think he made 2 for 3 from the three-pointer line in the second half. He has that ability. He's also got the ability to get by. When he was in at the point guard by himself, he had turned it over a couple times versus the press. But that's also a little probably fatigue because it was a couple times late in the game. But for the most part, he's an elite player, and he had a really, really good game.
When did you settle on PJ as the starter today?
The day I knew that, you know, when I found out that Dejan wasn't going to be able to play.
One of the guys that just is really coming on, especially tonight, Cole Badgema.
Oof.
Cole Badgema. He had 4 steals, which a lot of people probably didn't notice. And
you know what, Kim? He was all over the place. He was so active. He was getting deflections. He was flying around. And Cole's one of those guys that he's got great size in the zone. You can see from the beginning of the year to now his confidence booming, and that comes from our coaches have done a great job with him, and the players, our leadership. You know, I've told Cole how good he is and how important he is, and that's when your coaches do it, it's a little bit different than when your peers do it, and that's where our leadership I think has been at a really high level. Terrell, Dejan, Jamal, Nate. When you start having your teammates start, man, you, I can't believe you didn't shoot that, or you know, we're gonna run this play for you. I think that just, you know, says it all.
Just the last time they you had a spot in the lineup, you gave it to Cole. Just the difference this time was what? Why?
I felt like when losing another ball handler, I just wanted another ball handler, a guy that could break the defense down. I felt like this team was really, really athletic. And, you know, at the end of the day, you know, Cole played, 28, 29 minutes or whatever. My eyes are so bad, 26. So I knew I could get him in if we had to go small, and try to get Langston in the first half. I thought he had some good minutes. And I'm a gut guy. I just kind of went with the flow on it.
Do you think that this was maybe a glimpse of PJ next season? I understand that the season isn't over, but just, you know, like if he does get those 30-plus minutes of, like, what he can do.
Yeah, I mean, he's just scratching the surface what he can be. But, yes, I mean, he's – you know, he's so athletic and talented. I think he's got a very good IQ, a basketball acumen. He makes open shots at a high clip, and he's got the ability to make a one-on-one move. So he's got really all the phases. The experience that he's getting this year is great. And, you know, I don't even want to get into next year because we got so much left of the year now. But I think he can still boom this year. He's just... You know, when he keeps it simple, when he gets an open shot in rhythm, it's money. He's great in transition. He's turning it over a little bit more than I would like. At the beginning of the year, he wasn't. So I've seen the glimpses of playmaking PJ and, you know, maybe fatigue, and that might be a turnover here or there. But his defense, whew, high, high level.
You got a 20-point lead, got down to 7, up by 10 at the half. What did you tell your guys when you saw that link?
You know what? Those are the areas that, and you know, Arizona State, you know, they just played UCLA, beat UCLA. They took Arizona down to the wire. It's a good basketball team. One of the things was the three-point line for us, and we allowed them to make 3 threes in the last whatever of the game. We were breaking down defensively, and that's where, you know, if we want to reach our potential, there's really no breakdown. If they make a tough shot, there was more, you know, when I say a breakdown, teams are going to shoot, and if we contest it or we're running them off the line, you know what I mean, that we can have that. But when we're breaking down and losing people, that's when that can be corrected, and that sometimes you lose your focus a little bit, and we did that. And you know, they're 0-for, and then they go 3-for-3 near the end of the game, and a couple breakdowns here and there. You know, that's how a team gets back. But when we called a timeout in the second half, that was what we kept, emphasizing. You know, we did a better job of finding the shooters when the ball went in the high post. We did a better job of defending, you know, back and the center guard and 2 guys. And we made it very difficult for them to score on the perimeter.
With Nate, it seemed like earlier in the year, he was trying to do too much at times. And now it seems like he's reined his game in a little bit and doing a lot of little things to just help you in. Am I seeing it wrong?
You know, you're seeing it right, Kim. He had one play today, just his physicality. You know, we want him to duck in, and he ducked in, and Terrell did like the Steve Nash. You know, they call it the Nash, and he's dribbling and probing. And, you know, just him holding it off, Terrell was able to get it to the what? Get it to the big. And so he's doing the little things. He's a great screener. He's finishing better when we're getting him around the basket. And defensively, he is really, really improved. Last year, teams did whatever they wanted to do when they got the ball in the paint. Well, they did whatever they wanted to do against us. Now there's a lot of resistance. And Coach Jones, Viking's done a great job with him, working on his defense, getting him ready for the opponents that he's going to about to play. And I can see the growth even in this season of where he's been. He's been a big reason of our success. He's kind of the dirt worker. You know, he does all the stuff that no one else wants to do. And when you have a body like that and you look like that, you know, you're the enforcer, and he's been that for us.
You think you'll have Tajon more on Saturday?
It's more day-to-day. I hope so. But, you know, it's still day-to-day.
And they just, how big is that game on Saturday?
I mean, I believe they're the best team in the country. I've watched a lot of college basketball. I've seen all the teams play. I don't think they have a weakness. They've got great guard play. They've got great size. They have 3 guys. One's going to be most improved first-round draft pick, Tubelos, Coloco. I mean, they got size. They got guard play. They've got great defensive players, Daylon Terry. They've got a great go-to player, the best player maybe in the country in Mathurin. With that all being said, what a great opportunity. And, you know, this is why, you know, they're all just to be able to be blessed and to play in this league is awesome. But when you get opportunities to play against the top teams and be in one of the greatest college basketball environments at our home, those are the special moments. That's what you remember, you know, those opportunities, and to feel that crowd, and to feel, I mean, the last time we felt that, 2.5 years. And so to have that opportunity to feel it, I'm really excited for the guys to have the opportunity to go out and compete against the best. And, you know, it's all you can ask for.
Did you maybe circle the schedule a bit for this next three games here? You know, three ranked teams, it seems like. I'm not sure you've ever played three ranked teams. Sort of back-to-back-to-back.
You know, I don't know. That's a good question, Percy. But, you know, to be able to do that, or, you know, if you're a competitor and a player, those are dreams come true. You know, you get a chance to go against the best. That's what we all compete to do. And to be the best, you got to beat the best. And so those are great opportunities to see where you are at, where guys are at, and how we can become the best team we can become at the end of the year.
I know it's a new coaching staff down at Arizona, but with Terrell being there last year, does he have any intel that's worth anything?
You know, he knows all the players, which is great. It's like with Dejon, with Stanford, and, you know, the personalities and the styles and all those different things. Tommy Lloyd, obviously, you know, could be National Coach of the Year in terms of what he's done. And he's Gonzaga, obviously, and so he knows our program well, too. They've played against it. It's just going to be great. So excited.
Any fun things that you have for Saturday? I heard you guys have, what you're asking everybody to wear black.
Yeah, I don't. Is that?
Yeah, it's a blackout, and we're going to give away rally towels, and Starbucks is giving away miniature camping coffee cups.
Ooh.
You're breaking out all the stops.
We're breaking out all the stops. If it was Yeezys, I'd be like, yeah, let's go. Yeezys for everybody.
And
cares
for maybe
for
Dom Green.
Yeah, I like it. Hey, Dom, you know, we got this new guy on this team. He's pretty good. But yeah, listen, this league is good. It showed what it had last year in the NCAA tournament. And, you know, get opportunities now to play the top echelon, and they're just great opportunities.
How much of a mental break do you take before you're in fall Arizona prep mode?
Mental break? What are you? This thing is 24/7. Are you kidding me? You know, what's interesting is it's true. It's but you know, the great thing about some games is there's no motivational talk. There's no making sure you're going to be ready. These guys, you know, all the senses will be flying, and that's what makes these opportunities so special.
When I look at Terrell, sometimes I see a little bit of Isaiah Thomas, a little bit of Will Conroy, a little bit of Vander Andrews, and behind the bench I see a little bit of David Crisp in him too.
It's great to have David there. He's been such our, you know, good, bad, and different. He's always been there for us. He's been one of the great, you know, student athletes that have played here, helped us have a lot of success, and helps us in recruiting. Such a positive role model for the kids from Tacoma and Seattle, and he's been our biggest fan, biggest supporter. When we were struggling at certain times last year, at the beginning, he was always the guy that was making the call and making sure we were okay. And just keep your head up, coach. We've seen you guys do this before. We know what you guys are all about. And you know, just so proud of, you know, the person that he is and the support that he gives us. He's a true purple and gold guy. I mean, he's a dog. He's a dog for life.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.